All these people are suffering, all the people in Mazdal and Margin, Balatanya, all these people, they hold down more to go Hechas on this. They're more snavish to bring it down to Olam Asiya, and that's why they needed that. It's not this or that. Whatever they have, whatever tzarach they have, it was Ketrugim out against them. Or the Balatanya,
there were Ketrugim on them?
Balatanya was in jail. Bar Shantov came to him in a dream and told him this Ketrugim, because Bar Tanya is the whole vot. This Chabad is to bring it to Havana and Asava, to bring it to the Moichim, to bring it to the Chacham Adin and Das. Bar Shantov told us that he's jailed because of the Ketrugim that are out against him.
He shouldn't have done it.
Oh, so he asked. He says, "I'll stop." Bar Tanya says, "Okay, you broke through. Now that you've broken through, you have to carry on the Yeses Eis, the Yeses Eis, because that's going to be the Zara's problem." So there's nefesh that we have. These are Baalim Mesir's nefesh. All these tzaddikim who broke through the stars and the lamas, and they always break. Sometimes 50 years later, you only understand what they did. They broke. Vashandra was also married to Ganeshon. Snagdus is broken. You see that from time, right? In a letter. Achshav Shiram Royim at Kamashinu is cooking there. They're always breaking. It's always Shalei Be'erach. Any tzaddik that you're supposed to show you the door, it's always a tzaddik that's Shalei Be'erach to the door. Anything that you're doing, Shalei Be'erach always involves its name. People are living in the door, can feed the door, so it goes against them. Mashlik is not, you see, that was a Rav Chirav said 50 years ago, 60, when he became Rebbe, this is the door of Kirov, this is the door of Tshuva. People thought he was Meshuga. People came out against him. We talked about sending these people into all the different places and this and that. People understood it. They came with a koyach to plow through. He took on the whole world. Far the whole world. It wasn't LP saved. The whole Hanhoga after the Holocaust was, if you were from, you stayed indoors. You didn't let anybody, you know, you stayed indoors and you kept, you were protected. And you know, you didn't want to, Yid was not from us. This is Mamish. This LP is a tumma. It's a donay. No, that was the Mahalach. Came along somebody. He broke it. Nowadays, you have Lekut Koil everywhere, you have Arachim everywhere, you have Esha Torah everywhere, and everyone's doing Gvaltig Zachen. He broke through. And he had Ketrugim and he had Snagdus, but he broke it through. Everything he did, he broke through. And it's a door, all the tzaddikim. They came and they broke through. That's what I'm saying, they broke Tzimtzum. Years later, they were the first Chabad, the first time in the shul, Sichas HaShavua, years and years ago, 30 years ago. Today you go to shul, some people can't daven, it's too much to read. They were the first ones to make these camps, Kirov camps in the summer, everybody does the rest you say, let the other people take the credit, other people do it better, don't do it better. Snafke Mina, his Mahalach, he broke everything in his door that there is. He broke through. When you break it, you suffer. These people are willing to suffer for the sake of Klal Yisrael. It's a very, very deep Nakuda. All the tzaddikim, all the breakers. Rambam was a breaker. He suffered. He had his madness. He broke through. But there's never a Rambam today. And then they were burning it. Why? He wrote through. He wrote things for these people. He wrote things for other people. And he broke through. Ashanto was mechaben galad and mechaben mechudim ba'achila. If you're on the kubbles, you don't eat. And use megala that you can eat and you can be. That's what the Tefesh Shleim I want to show you. Also, all these things are not good. Valshantos Mahalach was Arizal, and everybody knew it was Mufshet and Dus and Yensos. All in the Moichel El Yoinim. Came on Valshantos and brought these all down to Avoid as Achila. I took him ring down to Avoid as Achila. But it's not good. eating with it from the Siddhis Tzadikim and all these in Yonim and kept Klal Yisrael going for a few hundred years. Always Hecher and Hashem's break. They break through. They build, they don't break. They break through. They break through the Tzimtzum, the Magal of the Mele. So I'm saying, it's a very tedious set. Look at all the Tzadikim. Broke through. Even within the Ramchal, it's not exactly the same thing. Chalal, if he was a Cherem, people were tearing his farm up. He was a Cherem, the whole Baruch put him a Cherem. He had a few little little gavarabs, I'm saying a few in quantity, who ran away with him wherever he went. He even used to go to town, they put him a Cherem. He was Mukhram his whole life. It's a terrible thing. He was Magdala Kabbalah. He brought down Kabbalah into Levushim. Bring down Kabbalah into Levushim. I now did. So it's a Sharon, Chaim Friedland, Klach Pesach Chachm, all these things are Ma'ira the Dairus, Mafkiya the Chashkas of the Balas. If you're a breaker, then it's going to be a smash. The more you learn this type of Torah, the more you see. Shatis Makeh, the Amasir is never, that's what the Eibishter wants. He made the Helem, he was master everything. What does he want us to do? He wants us to be Magala. He wants us to be Magala. And he says, yeah, he only hid it because that's the way it had to come down, but now that it's done, he wants to be Magala. Well, Avodah the Baruch Rebbe in America, he's in Yonam going to the street. He was trying to be Mary, he was trying to break the Chashmas of both. And there was a few Ingelite here, two brothers, Andre, and you know them from, I won't say their name, you know them from Shemaya, one of them from Shemaya. They became friends. They had long beards, and they have long beards today because of, I think, Hanukkah lights in the Chabad in America. The Rebbe Shitta was that the goal is Choshech, any aura, the slightest aura. You're breaking the Choshech, you're doing the Choshech. It doesn't have to be, wow, either you open a big yeshiva, either you learn the whole day, or you might as well be fried. And that's how some people talk, certain chugim, in Irish guy. Every bit of aura is doich ha-choshech. What does David do? David wants you to break through the choshech. Every tiny bit of aura, that's the tachlis akiruv, to light the menorah and people see. From 10,000 people at sea, one person got lit up. And so, yokadai or nishkadai? It's from aura, breaking through the choshech. It's just the moment you've got to break through. Go out. Break through the choshech. And every aura is breaking through more and more. You read this first Maimon, you can read it, first Maimon, you try to understand the whole thing, you suffer for it, say, it's tzaddikim, they're suffering, it's not good. Not only doesn't it stop them, it doesn't disturb them either. Moshe Rebbe told me once, I told you, Moshe Rebbe told me about the Rosh Rebbe, and somebody in America, some Rosh Hashiva in America, has said something very bad against him. He said, he wants to organize some chaz for Rabbanim in America, he gets Rabbanim. What are you wasting your time for? Just bring me his name, the name of this person, plus his mother's name that I can daven for. No, you know, your name, Tetlach Peter, still a hechel. Go bite it, just do, you know. This man, the healer, the yours, not his. Didn't mean anything to him. Mamish didn't mean anything. Gave bite it. That's what he was. Just go bite it. Yeah. Okay.